Can't mess with these lames cause they messy. Go bestie. Them mom, them mom, best friend. Go bestie. Them mom, them mom, best friend. Go bestie. Them mom, them mom, best friend. Them my what? Them mom, them mom, them mom, best friend.
Hey, shawty, she gon' ride, she gon' die for me. Yeah, I know all my they gon' snipe for me. I be going up when you going down on me. When I come through, I got the 4 pound on me. Every time I'm on the scene, I be tooling up. When you coming through, I see to put your jury up. In a dually truck, doodle got his tooling up. I love my baby, you can't talk to her, she rude as fuck. Go, cut that, get money.
Fireman with what I told you still. The way you move, girl, you're winning up. Challenge, wait, wait. Killing me like your game. Mad Avenge, good girl, but you wanna do a bad again. I won't forgive you if you put me on snap again.
Big banks, I'ma run through a quarter mil. I made bread, I've been eating, that's before a deal. Everybody loving us, cause we keep it real. Big batty things that they ain't coming from Brazil. Hitting Paris for the day, ain't got no whole baggage. A lot of wanna hang, cause we live a lavish. I'm a boss, there ain't many men that can manage. Flex on them, gotta show them you the whole package. In my gym bag, for the wardrobe, I'm gonna need 10 bags. Used to stack shots, now I made big racks. Big banks on the track, that's big facts. No man, just vibes. Made me feel alive and you're alive inside. And you got that good, like you was J5. When you're something rise, I ain't gonna improvise. How you gonna survive when you feel this tide?
Oi, oi. Get crazy, I might spend a quarter mil. Journey long, I might pop one. Told her I won't miss a bus, so will. Don't satisfy a man with what I told you still. The way you move, girl, you're winning now. Challenge, killing me like your game. Mad Avenge, good girl, but you wanna do a bad again. I won't forgive you if you put me on snap again. Boss, you know, whole scene stay down. Money kid that was wearing Gucci in playground. Yep, you was cool, but you're old and you're lame now. I love your lady, ass up and her face down. 16, bought me the bus down. Call, you know, from me to a wash down. Your girl lost and she gotta be saved. You want with me, girl, you gotta be, 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 gotta be.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I can't stop. You got some
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I am your host for at least the next hour. I can guarantee that. I'll let you know what's going to happen in this hour. Each year, right around this time, I do a thing called Gone But Not Forgotten. I do a tribute to musicians, artists, people connected to the music industry that we lost the previous year. And I pay tribute to them. I celebrate their lives. I celebrate their contributions to what you listen to, whether you knew it or not, by highlighting this. And I don't always go for the big headlines. I go for the drummer, the publicist, the model who might have been on the cover of an album. People can find that way to help you out. And understand, you know what? These are people we need to be celebrating as well because their contributions were equally as important, at least in my opinion. For example, first up, I'm going to celebrate the life of Steve Brown. And you're like, Steve Brown, Mockster, I don't know. Steve Brown was a producer. Actually, he started off as like a drum tech roadie. And I think it was for Elton John. He bumped into Elton John in a gas station. Yeah, back in the 70s. And then he went into the studio. Went into the studio with a schoolmate of his named Steve Lillywhite. Steve Lillywhite, you might know, did a lot of production and produced a lot of that U2 stuff that we know of, especially from the 1980s. So then Steve Brown got his hand in the production side of things. He's actually known for producing the very first Wham album. He did produce that, but he's also known as the man who gave the Cult their sound. And he was their producer as well. We lost Steve last year. So let's celebrate his life. With something by the Cult. It's Gone But Not Forgotten here on Viva La Mock.
Oh, there's only one of me. You can't touch me, I cost too much. You're too young and I'm too well hung, but tonight I'm gonna rock you. 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 Tonight. Oh yeah.
Yeah. to Memphis before I'll be realized. Well, I rang the information. My ex was cold. They said she rides a train to REO.
Mott the Hoople wrapping up that set of music all the way from Memphis here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, keep in mind, I'm doing a segment for this entire hour called Gone But Not Forgotten. And I'm highlighting artists and performers and musicians and people just within the music industry who gave something. They gave us their art, their talent. And I'm giving back by paying tribute to those people. Yeah, Ian Hunter, 82 years old, still alive. But I had to play some Mott the Hoople because Mick Bolton, the drummer for Mott the Hoople, passed actually on New Year's Day back in 2021 at the age of 72. He later went on, and I think it was around 1984, he joined Dexy's Midnight Runners on drums. And then before the Mott the Hoople, yeah, we lost Sylvain of the New York Dolls. So I played a song that he co-wrote from their first album, Trash. He passed on January 13th. But at the same time, it allows me to say, you know what? I can also celebrate the work of Peter Makowski. Yeah, he was 65 when he passed on November 3rd. And he was a classic rock writer, a music writer. He was one of the first to actually take hard rock and heavy metal really seriously. In fact, as a teenager, he got hired in by Sounds Magazine. And he did this Deep Purple review of their Made in Japan album. No one wanted to touch it, and he did it. And Richie Blackmore called him up and was like, do you want to go to Europe with us? Yeah. Peter Makowski later actually became a press officer for like Black Sabbath and Motorhead and the New York Dolls. So, see, I wanted to tell you, I just played some New York Dolls, tell you about Peter as well. Spinal Tap in there tonight. I'm going to rock you tonight. Ian Faith, their manager, passed away back in March 4th, suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. Real name, Tony Hendra, but I played you some Spinal Tap in tribute of that iconic band. And then the Cult start off the entire set, as I mentioned, Steve Brown, who produced The Cult, passed away on January 2nd. But also, I mentioned he also produced the debut album from Wham. And I should take the opportunity to say that Dion Estes, the bass player for Wham, passed away in October. So I can kind of reveal that. Didn't have to play some Wham. Not that I wouldn't have. I just don't have enough time. That's the challenge. Yes, I've had to thin this out for you. And I'll let you know, my background music, until I change it, is Pittsburgh's own Dr. Lonnie Smith, who passed away back in September at the age of 79. He was the Wizard of the Hammond, and his daughter is a good friend of the Moxster and a fellow WRCT DJ. So play some Lonnie Smith as my background music throughout this duration of this entire program. I mentioned I'm not always going to, not that I'm not always going to, I'm trying to stay away from the bigger names because they got the headlines. We know about them. And just go maybe a little bit more obscure or to a band that maybe you forgot or maybe you didn't even know about. But there was a big one back in August, and he was a drummer. I got to play that one. Some Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts, age 80. We lost him on August 24th. Yeah. King's X wrapping up that set of music with It's Love here in the Viva La Monica radio program. Played that one because we lost Marsha Z on January 10th of last year. Martha Zazula, actually. She and her husband co-founded a little record label called Megaforce Records back in the 1980s. And were very instrumental in launching the careers, basically, of bands like King's X, Testament, Anthrax, Metallica. So I played you some King's X in celebration of Marsha Z. Also, while I'm speaking of Metallica, I just want to let you know that we also lost Malcolm Dome. He worked for Kerrang and Metal Hammer, but he wrote a book back in 1981 called Encyclopedia Metallica. And conveniently, a band in San Francisco in 1981 started up called Metallica. So, which one came first? Also, Malcolm Doane is known for, he invented the term thrash metal when he was describing Anthrax. We lost Malcolm at the age of 66 back in October 29th of 2021. Before the King's X, Michael Stanley Band, yeah, Cleveland's own Heartland Rockers. We lost Michael Stanley himself March 5th at the age of 72. Played some Status Quo in there because bass player Alan Lancaster passed on September 26th at the age of 72. Also, it gives me a chance to highlight Judy Totten, who passed at the age of 69 in October 20th. Judy actually was a publicist, but she started her career at CBS. And then she went out and launched on her own publicity company. And she took on, like, David Bowie, The Kinks, of course, Status Quo, why I played it. But also she had the Dalai Lama as a client. So I wanted to highlight Judy's contribution. And start off the entire set with the Rolling Stones. Get Off of My Cloud. Charlie Watts, 80, October 24th. If I didn't mention the Status Quo song I played, Pictures of Mastic Men, I mean, it's the go-to. If I didn't mention the Michael Stanley, it was He Can't Love You. Again, the go-to. I almost played This Town, but I just didn't think it would fit in the set. So, yeah, I've got a little bit more depth. Not much, but a little bit. Oh, hey, I want to remind you, just while I'm telling you things, I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, they offer pizza, but they also have hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives, and they don't use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Now, Spack Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more at their website, or give them a call at 412-362-SPAC or SPACbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725, SPACbrothers.com. Spack Brothers Pizza, located on Penn Avenue in the historic Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. So I had a discussion with a friend of mine who is not native of this country. She's actually from the U.K., and we talk about music all the time. And she talks about bands that she's surprised I've heard of because they were maybe a one-hit wonder, if that, over in the UK. Or they were really big in the UK and they just never made it over this way. And I remember years ago speaking with her of a band called Senseless Things. And she was so amazed I'd heard of Senseless Things. Because I've always loved this song. It's Everybody's Gone from Senseless Things. Sadly, their frontman, Mark Keds, passed away on January 11th last year, with suspicious reasons. Don't know the details. He was only 50. Check out some Senseless Things here on Gone But Not Forgotten on the Viva La Monica radio show. Cabaret Voltaire wrapping up that set of music with Don't Argue. We lost Robert H. Kirk, one of the founding members of Cabaret Voltaire, back in September 21st. I knew the date, September 21st. He was only 65 years old. And if you're unfamiliar with Cabaret Voltaire and you've seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off, when Ferris is in his bedroom, if you're like me and I looked at all his posters to see what cool posters he had on the wall, he had this giant Cabaret Voltaire poster on his wall. Before the Cabaret Voltaire, some Bush Tetris with Too Many Creeps, because D-Pop, the drummer for Bush Tetris, passed on October 9th at the age of 65. Also, D also played drums with like the Gun Club and Jane County, the Shams, a whole bunch of post-punk bands back in the 1980s. And speaking of post-punk bands, Delta 5 gave us a song I've always loved, Mind Your Own Business. Vocalist guitarist Jules Sale passed at the age of 63 on the same day as Richard Kirk from Cabaret Voltaire, September 21st. And then I played just some Nirvana. You heard me play Nirvana, Come As You Are, and you're like, wait a minute, dude. I'm pretty sure the remaining members of Nirvana are around. But they are. They are. But I played that because they recorded that album, Nevermind, at Sound City Studios out in California. And Sound City Studios featured this audio board. If you haven't seen the documentary, look it up. It's a great documentary. This audio board that Robert Neve created. He was this audio engineer genius. He was 94 years old, and he passed back in February 12th. So I thought I'd play something that was recorded on that Neve recording board. And speaking of audio geniuses, Lou Ottens passed away at the age of 94 as well, back on March 6th. And he actually invented the cassette tape. So how about a shout-out to Lou. Oh, some other artists that, if you want to know, who recorded at Sound Studio, because there is a list, a big list, like Fleetwood Mac recorded there, Pat Benatar, Cheap Trick did their Heaven Tonight album there, Tom Petty recorded there, a bunch of stuff, and then also like Rat Out of the Cellar was recorded there, Keel, Saxon, bunch, obviously, of artists have recorded at that studio. And then I start off the entire set, as I mentioned on the get-go, Senseless Things with Everybody's Gone. Frontman Mark Keds passed away on January 11th of 2021 at the age of 50. We are trying to encroach at the top of the hour. These are all the songs that could fit into 1 hour. And so this is what I do. I try to cram as many songs as I can into 1 hour. But I do want to remind you, when I'm playing like that Bush Tetris and the Delta 5 and some of that, that reminds me of a minute pause. Yeah, it's just 60 seconds of time. No, a minute pause. That's just a small, almost insignificant space. Wait. All right, get it right. It's a minute pause. Your host is Sean Watson. It's Easton every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT. And don't forget, if you are currently caring for an older loved one, navigating coronavirus can be intimidating. AARP is here to help with tips on how to create a plan. Go to aarp.org for more information. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. You can reach me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. If you've got a suggestion for a song for a future show here on WRCT. To where we are now, which is just, let's say, 11 o'clock here on 88.3 FM. WRCT Pittsburgh. Guess what happens at 11 o'clock during the Viva Lamach radio show? Yeah, we do a WRCT radio calendar. Let you know a couple things happening throughout the week, the weekend, next week, the month, who knows? A couple things that we are aware of. Because it's a pandemic and the state has put a more of a mandatory, I think it's mandatory, shelter in place edict in. There's not a lot you can do, but I do want to remind you of things like All Fruit Art. It's a nonprofit that is building a new type of arts community that is trying to connect the public with original art made by artists 16 to 24 years old. You can find out more at offrootart.com. Also, the East End Community Thrift Store, located at 5123 Penn Avenue in Garfield, is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from noon to 4. They are right next door to the Thomas Merton Center, The thrift store features clothing, furniture, and household appliances. For more information, you can call them up at 412-361-6010. I'm sorry, 361-6010. And I'm going to call that my WRCT radio calendar as we get into the Thanksgiving weekend, or we wrap up the Thanksgiving weekend. I think we're already into it. It's Friday. We've already eaten all the eats and watched all the watch and realized that Monday's right around the corner, but hopefully you've enjoyed potentially a day off. I'm not sure what that means in this world, because maybe you work from home, so are there days off? But that's my WRCT radio calendar. You can hear the calendar each and every day, as you did just now, at 1 p.m., again at 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. If you have something to include on this radio calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to WRCT. No, send it to radio-calendar at wrct.org. You would think my brain would know what's going on, but it doesn't. We're halfway through a Black Friday celebration. Hopefully you've had a great Black Friday. I am playing songs only with Black in the title, or artists with Black in the title, which means somebody has tried calling in to say, Moxter. Where's the man in black? Where's Johnny Cash? Oh.
Well, you
he's
wonder
right here.
Why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down. Living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black. I wear it for the sick and lonely old, for the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold. I wear the black in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 100 fine young men. And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know, and things need changing everywhere.